In this video, I want to share an interesting quote from the Roman ritual, which was formally promulgated by Pope Paul V in 1614 and approved by other popes. The Roman ritual is an official liturgical book of the Roman Rite. It contains rituals performed by a priest that are not in the Missal and Breviary. Here's the Latin text of the part of the 1623 edition of the Roman ritual, approved by Pope Paul V, which prefaces the section on how priests were to solemnly administer baptism. It states, quote, "It is holy baptism, the gateway to the Christian religion and eternal life, and which holds the first place among the other sacraments of the new law instituted by Christ, that the truth himself testifies to be necessary to all men for salvation in those words. Unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." End quote. So here we have, in the post-Council of Trent Roman ritual, which was formally promulgated by Pope Paul V and approved by other popes, a strong affirmation that the sacrament of baptism is necessary to all men for salvation based on Jesus' words in John 3:5. No exceptions are given because there aren't any. That is the teaching of the Catholic Church. That is our position. And this teaching, that baptism is necessary to all for salvation without exception based on John 3:5, was presented for centuries in the Roman ritual that was approved by popes. But that position of the Catholic Church is actually condemned as a heresy by many foolish John 3:5 mockers out there, including many who try to function as priests when they have no authority to do so, because they don't understand the faith and they in fact resist true Catholic teaching. And in almost every case, those individuals hold the blatant heresy that souls can be saved without the Catholic faith. It should also be noted that this statement that the sacrament of baptism is necessary to all men without exception for salvation based on John 3:5 began to be qualified by certain people and in certain fallible documents in subsequent decades and centuries, so that they would then teach that the sacrament is necessary at least in desire. But that is not the teaching of the Church's infallibly promulgated professions of faith. That is actually a false position which contradicts what the Church has infallibly taught. We also have an interesting video. It's one of the videos on our playlist that covers the salvation and baptism issues in detail, that quotes a prominent pre-Vatican II theologian who admitted that in his view, one of the only texts of Scripture that the Catholic Church has infallibly defined the meaning of is John 3:5, and it did so at the Council of Trent in the Decree on Original Sin. Thus, the Council of Trent infallibly defined the words of Jesus in John 3:5 as a dogma without exception. That means that we don't even need to employ the word necessary to prove that no one is saved without the sacrament of baptism. The words of Jesus in John 3:5, "Unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God," prove it. So the John 3:5 mockers indeed condemn the words of Jesus himself, the Church's dogmatic teaching about the words of Jesus, and the repeated affirmation of those words, such as we see here in the Roman ritual. It's also interesting that this statement of the ritual is basically a combination of what the Councils of Trent and Florence formally taught on the matter. The statement about how the sacrament of baptism is necessary to all men for salvation corresponds to Trent's canon on baptism and other statements in Trent. The reference to holy baptism being the gateway, holding the first place among the other sacraments, and being necessary, as the truth himself testifies, corresponds to the Council of Florence's statement in the bull Exultate Deo. Now, I should be clear, we are not arguing that the mere appearance of this statement in a liturgical book, which was formally promulgated by a pope, by itself, proves that the statement was infallibly promulgated. No, that's not what I'm saying. However, this passage from the ritual does represent infallibly promulgated Catholic truth because it's a reiteration of what the Church has always taught about John 3:5 and the necessity of baptism via her ordinary and universal magisterium, and it's a restatement of what was infallibly promulgated at Florence and Trent. However, many John 3:5 mockers out there, because they have an incorrect and overly broad view of the Church's infallibility, while ironically they reject the solemn dogmatic definitions of the Church, would have to argue, if they are consistent at all, that this statement, since it appears in a liturgical book that was formally promulgated by a pope, is guaranteed by that very fact to be free from any doctrinal error. And in the future, God willing, we will show how their position on this matter of when the Church's infallibility is engaged is debunked by various facts. We've refuted it before, but there are additional points that demolish what they consider to be their, quote, best argument for John 3:5 mockery.